back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. This conversation is quite frightening to me. The vote should have been 7-0 to overturn the Wisconsin, not to overturn the Wisconsin vote. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Supreme Court in this state. I think the Republican Party is alive and strong in this state. And it's very troubling to me. They would want to, you know, take votes away from voters in basically two counties, correct?
Dane and Milwaukee, that's it. That's the ball game for them. Dane and Milwaukee provide the margins for the Democratic Party. If you took out Dane and Milwaukee, the Republicans would win every election practically.
I got to ask you one thing here. Well, the whole thing is very troubling. I'll thank God for Brian, but on a national level, I'm afraid our senator, Ron Johnson, may also be involved in this mess. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Paul. Yeah, you're actually right. He is involved in the mess. He's the one that peddled the Russian disinformation. We're going to get to that a little later in the show. But the business that it was Ukraine that hacked into the 2016 election and not the commie Ruskies, and that it was Ukraine that are the bad guys, and that Trump had nothing to do with the commie Ruskies. That was continuously the message from Ron Johnson. He held hearings. He was frankly a mouthpiece for the Russian point of view. Ron Johnson, he's supposed to represent Wisconsin. He really doesn't. Okay, we have a text from Chuckster of Racine. Chuckster of Racine. Luke, what is Chuckster's text?
Yeah, so Chuckster wanted to get in on the guests for the Devil Radio t-shirt question. So his guess was that Lucy, Nelson, and Proxmire were all Irish beer drinkers.
Well, you know something? I'm going to give a t-shirt to Chuckster, and I'll tell you why I'm giving a t-shirt to Chuck. Chuckster, congratulations. And it's a little more specific, but you were basically right. I know they all were beer drinkers because I've had beers with them. That's as simple as that. When I was the chairman of the Democratic Party, we were at a lot of events together. These are great guys. Each one of them had an Irish mother. Each one of them had a mother who was of Irish descent, which, it makes them at least partially of Irish descent. So you're right. They are Irish beer drinkers. By the way, that's not how they're known in history, okay? You know, Gaylord Nelson founded Earth Day. You know, Pat Lucy basically modernized Wisconsin, and Bill Proxmire was a legend every day in the Senate. He never missed a vote or an appearance. He got up and he made a motion every day to ratify the genocide treaty. Every day. There was a treaty proposed to outlaw genocide. You'd think that's a no-brainer. Well, it wasn't a no-brainer. The extreme right wing of the Republican Party opposed it forever. And the reason they did it, they said they did it, was because, well, you know, the U.S. might do something and people would say it was genocide. Well, that's baloney. I mean, you know, our government is not going to commit that. But, you know, and the business in the past with slavery and with Native Americans, these are dark stains in our history, no question. But anyway, Proxmire was a forward-looking guy. Every day, the whole time he was in the Senate, he brought a motion to ratify the genocide treaty. And he was a taxpayer watchdog. But it is true that in their leisure hours, and I can attest, having been to some of their leisure hours, they enjoyed beer and each had a mother of Irish descent. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Okay, we're going to go on to a lot of other subjects. A report was issued yesterday by our intelligence services. It picks up on a bipartisan report that came out of the Senate last year. It turns out that Vladimir Putin, authorized a range of operations in the 2020 elections leading up to November 3rd of this last year to hurt Joe Biden's campaign and increase tensions in the United States. They used influencers. And Wisco Paul had talked about Ron Johnson being part of the problem. The report says that Putin used proxies linked to Russian intelligence. Konstantin Kilimnik was one of them. Konstantin Kilimnik, Manafort's handler. And they were called influence narratives, false charges against Biden and false charges among different ethnic groups in the United States. And they would just put it out on social media. But one of their influencers was Ron Johnson. They don't name him in the report, but what they say, some very high level people. And he was absolutely one of them. And frankly, the Republican Party in general was another, not the Mitt Romneys, you know, who voted to convict Trump on the Ukraine impeachment, not the Liz Cheneys, but elements in the Republican Party, and especially Ron Johnson. He held those hearings. Do you remember that? He held hearings. And in the hearings, he would get there, and the whole idea was to make it look like Ukraine were the bad guys. Now, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. So did Lithuania. Back in the late 1700s, they were divided up by Prussia, Russia, and Austria. They didn't surface again as a country. Poland didn't until 1918. They were a country until the Nazis came in and occupied them, and then the Commie Ruskies took them over, brutalized them, and they didn't become really free until the late 80s. About 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. You had Lech Walesa, Pope John Paul II, putting pressure on the Commie Ruskies. So now it turns out that Putin is trying to pin it on Ukraine. Now, how stupid does he think we are? There's nobody I know, Republican or Democrat, who thinks that Ukraine hacked into our elections. But the thing is, there are people who don't follow the news. They do not follow the news. And if you have a big man, an important man, saying something, it kind of seeps in. And one of the tragic and sad things for Wisconsin is that one of these narrative influencers, term of art, narrative influencers, who simply repeated a lie, was Ron Johnson. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. He worked for Moscow there. He had hearings. And he would say these things. Trying to deflect attention. I got some word for you. It's the Commie Ruskies who hacked in. They're the ones that took over Crimea, which had been owned by Ukraine, part of Ukraine. Then they pushed into eastern Ukraine, and they're still there. Because Ukraine has Russian-speaking people in its eastern part. So therefore what? Russia says, you know, come on. You know, we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people in California, so Mexico is supposed to annex California. Give me a break. But that's what's going on. And Ron Johnson is part of it. Ron Johnson has a benign look. He has an affable look. But the fact of the matter is that Ron Johnson, of every senator that I've ever met in Wisconsin history, and I go way back, is not representing Wisconsin. He truly is not. He's representing foreign interests. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.